Module 7, Barriers to Successful Collaborative Writing. All teams or groups have their share of problems when working together. This is just human nature. Many of these problems are worked out during the storming and norming periods of adjustment. But some problems can happen later within a project and could affect the work of others. These problems should be addressed right away and ensure that they do not pollute the group. Hoarding. In collaborative writing, hoarding is a term used for team members that are holding back from participation and are hoarding information. These team members may hold back for several reasons, such as feeling unimportant, feeling like the collaboration process is a waste of time, or to simply to avoid sharing the information they already know. In some cases, the team member may be reluctant to participate because they can feel that they are giving up their power in the group if they offer ideas into the group discussion. So in turn, they distance themselves from other team members and do not contribute to the group. Some ways to handle group hoarders. Offer team members rewards for participating in the group, not just individual progress. Ask questions directly to team members when possible. This way, they cannot avoid giving input. Reduce competition as much as possible, stress group mentality. Innovation. The innovation barrier, also commonly known as the not invented here barrier, is a type of barrier that demonstrates a lack of willingness to reach out or innovate with other team members. Team members can have an unwillingness to communicate with their team members for a number of reasons, such as wanting to appear self-reliant, not appear to be the weak one, or simply believing that they have all the information and do not need to communicate with others. This type of barrier can often lead to the "I'm better than you" attitude and can lead team members to look out for their own self-interests rather than the good of the group. Some ways to handle innovation barriers: encourage team members to say "I don't know" when seeking help. Ensure communication flows between all parties. Reduce the feel of competition, boost the need for group participation. Remember, there is no I in team. No member is higher than another. Search. The search barrier is a problem that occurs when a team member claims they are not able to find the answer to the question or problem they have and cannot contribute to the group. Sometimes the search barrier occurs when the employee cannot legitimately find answers or information, such as if the problem is not very broad in scope or if there is not enough material provided in reference materials. It's possible that the topic at hand could be difficult to find, and the employee may need to branch out into another area. In rare cases, the employee may have searched for the information, but the search was difficult, so the employee decided to give up. If this happens, avoid disciplining the employee for their lack of results, but instead offer assistance in searching for additional information. If there is truly a lack of available information, offer to assist in helping search related topics or field of interest for related facts and information and help blend the information together. Some ways to handle search barriers: offer assistance in search for information. Research similar topics for related information. Acknowledge the employee's search instead of resulting to discipline. Knowledge transfer. Knowledge transfer is a barrier in which people find they are unable to work together. Unlike hoarding or information transfer, employees with knowledge transfer barriers do in fact want to work with a group, but may lack the tact or skills to do so. They may be unaware of procedures on sharing their ideas, lack rapport with other team members, or may not share some of the same visions or work habits as their coworkers. These team members do not lack information or values, they simply lack the basic knowledge of how to collaborate. This type of barrier can be very harmful to a group, not only due to lack of communication involved, but can also harm relationships among team members and hinder any real progress from being made. Some ways to handle knowledge transfer barriers: demonstrate open communication with the entire team. Allow plenty of norming time to let the group become familiar with each other. For larger teams, group employees by 2 to 3 to allow an inner support system. Case study. Debbie noticed she had some problems going on in her collaboration group. At the last meeting, she noticed several team members sat away from the group and refused to participate in the discussions. This concerned her that some of the members did not want to share any information, or if they simply didn't know anything to contribute. Later that day, some of her team members came to her and expressed how they felt as though they could not complete their research because they could not find any useful information. Debbie decided she needed to tackle one problem at a time. For her worried writers, she gave several other topics to research and even offered several resources to check for them. At the next group meeting, Debbie addressed each employee directly for input, including some of the members that were separated. By speaking to them directly, Debbie was able to get their contributions as well, instead of allowing them to go unnoticed during the discussion.